Well, with Graham and Tim racing ahead, it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first of all, I have to announce the results of our Mornington Crescent Grand Draw in aid of homes for retired comedy gentlefolk and stray llamas. We asked you to complete the following sentence in the most apt or amusing way in no more than 50 words. I like to play Mornington Crescent because... And the winner is a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who wrote, I like to play Mornington Crescent because it's quite good. And that was by far the most amusing of the many hundreds of entries we received from Mrs. Trellis. Anyway, back to the game teams, and since we're in Brighton, Regency rules will apply. This means the Nash Convention allows superseding after parallel moves, and all terraces and crescents are wild, unless, of course, you're in Spoon. Right, that all seems to make sense, so Tim, will you start, please?
All crescents, that makes it a bit difficult or wild.
Yeah. I don't care if it's difficult, it's meant to be difficult. You've had it easy for 20-something years now. Now we're beginning to turn the screw.
It does mean, though, we could be here for days.
Yeah. I thought we had. Ah.
Gold Hawk Road.
Birdcage Walk.
Kensington Church Street.
Kensington, right.
Spoon, don't forget Spoon.
Hans Crescent.
Vauxhall.
I just heard a crescent whistling through there. Yeah. I don't know whether you were on your toes there, ump.
Yes, but he was
wild.
In Spoon.
That's wild.
Yeah. Oh.
Was he in Spoon?
Quite.
He was in Spoon, yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe we ought to explain to listeners at home...
No.
...that Spoon... Spoon, in this sense, is a corruption of Spain. How he got there, I don't know, but Graham was in Spain. Go on, Willie.
Baker Street.
Piccadilly.
Island Gardens.
Madeira Drive.
It's that sort of street, is it? Willie?
I just said it. Edward Square.
Oh.
A brilliant move. Oh, shut up. Something so dismal. Oh.
No, steady on, steady on.
Awful playing with a pessimist square.
Well,
I have to be
no
careful.
Ruling on it, I notice, from a certain quarter.
No Edward ruling on
square.
What?
Square?
Well, it's not a crescent, is it?
It's not a crescent.
It's
square, isn't it?
It's not a
crescent. Never has
precisely.
Listen, I'm fed up with this. Nothing but nitpicking all the way through the game.
All right, I'll open it out with Regent Street.
Regent Street.
Didn't open it that far, did it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't exactly a wide open whoopee, here we go.
I think he's trying to lull me into a false...
Yeah, I think so.
Lower Regent Street.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah. No, no.
Yes.
Nash. Yes.
No, you cannot have Regency.
No, Nash was invoked.
I think that, didn't that go against the Nash Convention?
I thought so.
Yeah.
Because he superseded it after a parallel move, and the Nash Convention...
Graham was claiming it was the Nash Convention.
It was Nash.
It was Nash.
Pure Nash. Wasn't it?
It was Nash,
well,
wasn't
Nash.
It?
Nash.
Yes.
Oh, you don't know anything about it.
They know enough to know that he was very deeply, if I might say so, in Spoon. Was he not?
Yes!
I suppose if the audience wants to take over the game, I mean, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Well,
it's been one of those nights. nothing but arguments and things.
So did we win or not?
Even Samantha's giving me a hard time tonight. Aren't I a lucky old thing? Who won?
I hope you can...
Right, our next round is... Well, that was fun.